Crypto Vibes, your weekly recap of news of what's happening in the world of crypto and Web3. I am your host, Neil Alonzo, and this show is brought to you by Fort Brox, a crypto mining company. We are on week 29 of 2022. This is episode 19. Really hope you've had a good week. It's been an interesting week in the world of crypto and Web3 with all things coming with the merge for Ethereum. And we're going to start changing up the format a little bit. We're going to be trying something new here and keeping it even shorter. Before we dive into everything, the disclosures that we are not financial advisors, wealth managers, lawyers, brokers, or CPAs. We're merely sharing the information that we aggregate throughout the week directly with you in a condensed fashion. You can go to cryptopodcast.xyz to see all of our show notes and links to everything that is mentioned. And the new change in format that we're doing now is that we're only going to give you so many headlines and things that we're talking about with the week. The rest of it is going to be in our show notes and within our emails that we send out every week when these drop, because it just makes it easier for you if you just have it in an email and you can click through the stories that you want to get more information on. And in that way, we can really condense and focus on the big news of the week, as opposed to trying to give you everything in the kitchen sink. But if you do prefer the kitchen sink, please let us know. We enjoy feedback. We have thick skin. The headline for this week, I mean, there's a couple of them fighting for, but let's stay positive, right? The first headline I'm going to give you is more positive. And it says, Ethereum merge, and Vitalik's words, he says, surge, verge, purge, and splurge. We couldn't make this shit up. It's kind of funny. In short, after the Ethereum merge, there will be many more upgrades to the network. And these are just a way of kind of poking fun at it. Or I don't know if it's really poking fun, because those are in Vitalik Buterin's words. Because what he's saying is that Ethereum is just 40% complete, and that there's plenty more coming after the quote merge. What I like about this substantially is that it gives him an out. Whether or not a lot of it is planned to a certain extent, the way that we see a lot of tech, in our opinion, is that it's very similar to an artist. It's that you're never truly finished, ever. A lot of artists, great artists, they would keep working on certain pieces of art if they could. And in this particular case, Ethereum is a technology piece of art. Bitcoin is a technology piece of art. HTML. I mean, there were so many components of technology over the years that are very much a piece of art in their own right. And in this particular case, we believe this to be a piece of art. And so it enables Ethereum as a whole to have a roadmap that doesn't have to be super defined, but just know that there's going to be more iterations as time works its magic. Now, and for some shitty news, it is what it is, but the Justice Department arrests former Coinbase manager for insider trading. The former Coinbase employee and his brother have been arrested for insider trading for at least 25 cryptocurrencies, but another defendant is still at large. The SEC actually issued a statement on it, and these are also links in our show notes. The thing of it is, it's been a kind of a cliche, but the Coinbase pump, I mean, more often than not, the coin would go up in value. There's always been, oh, once it gets the Coinbase pump. In this particular case, if you knew it was going to happen before it happened, then you could buy in early and then you would pump. So that is very insider information. And so it's going to be interesting how they try this case. My partner and I at Fort Brox, we've been talking about it, and there's ways that their legal team could argue against it, and there's ways that it should be prosecuted, or the arguments that should be made by the side that's trying to make this thing be enforced as insider trading. From our point of view, if you knew that a coin was going to be listed on Coinbase and you'd done your homework, yeah, that's insider info. That's info that not all of us were privy to. Plain and simple, because I would have loved to know about certain coins that were dropping at certain times. Who wouldn't have, right? In a Variety article, the title reads, "The End of Ownership, Why the Battle Over Paying TV Creatives is Only Getting Crazier." I'm a big fan of this because creators are starting to own more of their IP, their property. But it does get interesting because the networks in some cases fund it all. In other cases, they only fund so much of it, and the creative team has to fund the rest of it. But what it's doing is that it's creating a different playing field for everybody. I'll give you an example. The Kevin Hart NFTs that he's tying to his new animated show. That's a way that he's going to have a direct relationship with the audience, regardless of how the show pans out. Companies like Hello Sunshine that are being acquired by Blackstone, but they're heavily getting involved with Web3 technology as well. These are just some examples, but it's showing that people are taking the initiative to apply new technology and leveraging it in our current reality. Speaking of tech, and Epic Games, quote, definitely won't follow Minecraft's lead and ban NFTs, says the CEO. This is a quote saying stores and operating system makers shouldn't interfere by forcing their views onto others, says CEO and co-founder Tim Sweeney. And we have other supportive stories to this, as Microsoft Minecraft to ban NFTs on game servers, derivative NFT projects. So there's some back and forth happening here, but the consensus of it all is there's a lot of adoption and, you know, a little bit of hesitancy on using NFTs within gaming. But we're a big fan. Binance US starts affiliate marketing program, and this was in direct combat with Coinbase. And so what's interesting about this is Coinbase and Binance in the exchange wars, if you will, have definitely been going at it in a number of ways. There was celebrities being used in certain commercials. There's been a lot. And it isn't just Binance.us and Coinbase. It's also FTX. It's Crypto.com. But it's such an interesting landscape, because who's actually going to be the winner in the next 10 years? And is there just going to be one? I mean, we believe that it will whittle down to a few, but again, exchanges can be a global thing. But because exchanges make money, whether you as a trader on their platform make money, it doesn't matter to them. I mean, I'm sure they all would like to see everybody make money, but the thing is, they're going to make their fee every time that you're using their platform. In that way, they're making good money. They're bringing in good revenue. They're bringing in users. And it enables them to create an ecosystem of services such as Google. So we are empowering the next build of a Google or a Facebook. So keep that in mind, which is why JP Morgan and other companies are trying to build their own exchanges, because they don't want to miss the boat either. Polygon had a really big week this week. So they're betting on their zero knowledge. You know, they unveiled what's called the ZKEVM, the holy grail of scaling, right? So just to boil it down, and this is a quote taken from an article on blockworks.co, so this isn't ours. It says, quote, a ZKEVM is a generic circuit on Ethereum. That means you can write custom smart contracts the same way you can write them on Ethereum. Anything and everything that you want on whichever program. In other words, developers will be able to move virtually any Ethereum smart contract onto Polygon's ZKEVM without needing to alter its code. Now, it's hard not to get lost in all of that rhetoric if you're not into that particular line of speak, but it is a big deal in the sense of how tech can play with other tech. Some blockchains can work with others. There's a layman's way of putting this, but at the end of the day, it's creating more of an ecosystem that can play with one another and still color within the lines. But that's going to keep happening in this current space. Tech is moving so fast and improving upon itself now that we're going down the path of crypto and the technology behind it. So there is going to be a lot of advancements and enhancements as years to come. And in step with Polygon's big week, they were accepted at the Disney Accelerator. So this is interesting, and this was a tweet that was saying, says the hits keep on coming. OX Polygon has been invited to at Disney's prestigious accelerator program. We were the only blockchain selected. It speaks volume to the work being done here and why we're going as a company. Quote, Walt Disney's quote, it's kind of fun to do the impossible. I mean, it was a really good tweet. I thought it was an awesome tweet. So we have links in there as well to all of this information. And some crazy news to us. The same law firm is representing Celsius, Voyager, and Babel Finance. I mean, I think they're getting a deal, right? I don't know. It's so curious. I wonder how that came to be, other than the fact they're all, you know, in a shit situation. So that law firm just, you know, nailed it, right? I wonder if it's going to be like the Johnny Cochran version of law that, you know, had happened. In an interesting bit of regulation, stablecoin bill won't force all issuers to be banks, which is kind of a cool thing, especially in the world of crypto. Dubai is unveiling a metaverse strategy that aims to attract over 1,000 firms. That's a big deal. The strategy is expected to support the creation of more than 40,000 virtual jobs by 2030. So because countries are supporting things such as metaverse or whatever it ends up becoming, it's going to take initiatives and efforts like this to see the metaverse actually come to fruition. And some really cool news, first female UFC fighter to be paid in Bitcoin through Bitwage partnership. Luana Pinero will become the first female UFC fighter and first Latin American athlete to receive her paycheck in Bitcoin. Boom. That's kind of cool. That goes in step with the Yankees now being able to receive Bitcoin for their salaries. And Elon Musk has said Tesla's Bitcoin sale, not a verdict on the asset itself. So that's interesting. Binance says it doesn't stake or lend locked Dogecoin. So that's a statement by them. There you go. And in a report, it does appear employees want to be paid in crypto. So we have a link to the article and the report. Yuga Labs opens Other Side for first trips in Bored Ape Metaverse. The platform will only be open to owners of Other Side land plots in its first phase. Well, yeah, of course, that's one of its added values of being a part of that entire community. But it's interesting to see how that is unfolding. It's going to be a huge case study. In some off-topic, but still we feel in the same vein, news is Shopify partners with YouTube to shore up sales from content creators. So the fact that it'll work in a similar way that Instagram and Shopify has done, it's really cool when these platforms integrate with each other, and Shopify continues to empower a lot of those efforts by creators. And in some final good news for the week, the crypto market is back above the 1 trillion mark as Bitcoin and Ethereum have rebounded this week. Those things you still have to take with a grain of salt because nobody has a crystal ball. We could have a shit week next week, but it does show that volatility is also part of the reason why crypto as a whole is going to keep going up in value. It wouldn't have the great win days if it didn't have some of the big pitfalls. It kind of is almost emblematic of life, right? So again, we have a ton of other stories from the week as a big recap in our show notes, and you can find those on cryptopodcast.xyz. This wasn't by any means all the news that we had compiled, but we wanted to condense it and see what you think. Please leave us a comment or you can DM us. But yeah, we hope you like the new format. We'd like to thank Good Soup Music for that great song at the beginning and exit of each episode of Crypto Vibes. We are cautiously optimistic and hopefully pessimistic on crypto. Have a great weekend.